Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise be unto God. Excuse me. Praise be unto God. This is truly, truly an awesome time to be together with you and the Lord. I am trying to figure out some things here, so I ask you to please bear with me. Bear with me. Okay. Let's see here. Just hold on, folks. Hold on. I'm trying to figure out some things that I ask you to be patient with me with this. Okay, let's see here. Oh, Lordy. Those of you that are on this line, please call the new phone number, and I'm going to close this one out, and then I have to sign in on the other side. Okay, thank you. God bless. Well, good morning, folks. I apologize. I'm having some difficulty here this morning. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I am having some difficulty. So just bear with me, please. Bear with me, please. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord God. Saints, we were given a new number. We were given a new telephone number for the radio show, and I sent that number out. Didn't get everybody, but I did send that number out. And from looking at what I see here, most of the people are probably over on the other line. This is the old line. And the link that I have to get on to Blog Talk keeps bringing me back to this line. It's not taking me to the new spot. So I am slightly baffled right here. I am slightly baffled. And not sure how to get to where I want to be. So, again, I'm asking you please to hang in there with me. Hang in there with me while I try to figure this out. And I really do appreciate it. I really, really do appreciate it. So I guess people are over on the other line waiting to find out where the host of the show is. And let's see here. Just a second. Start your show. Okay. I really am so sorry. I really, really am so sorry. Y'all just hang in there. Like I said, I don't know what's going on. And all of this, my fault, all of this should have been tested by me prior to, but I just assumed, and you know what they say about assuming, I just assumed that it was all right. You guys, just hold on. I'm going to see if I can send a text message to all of the others that are on the other station, that are on the other show, and tell them to come back over to this line. So just bear with me. Bear with me. I just called my trusty assistant, Minister Tabika Garnes. I just called her, and she's telling me that she can hear me. She is on the new phone number, and she can hear me there, so praise God. And the studio information that I'm looking at is under the old telephone number. So I've got y'all in both studios. The only thing is I cannot see the people that have called in on the new number. I cannot see them. Therefore, I'm not able to, you know, to, what's the word? I'm not able to bring you in on the line if you want to have comments and so forth. And for that, I apologize. Like I said, I should have checked some of this stuff out prior to. So I apologize. I assure you it will be straight for next week. I assure you of that. So let us go ahead and take a moment here and give God what's rightfully due to him. And then we'll just spend a little bit of time here talking. And we'll see what else has to be done here, because I'm just lost without looking at your phone numbers. I am totally lost. I love to see who's there and so forth. But let me pray first, and then I will come back and acknowledge the folks that I can remember. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I do thank you and I honor you. I bless your holy name, Lord God. I thank you for who you are, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we truly shall rejoice and be glad in it. I praise you, Father God, for getting us safely through the night, Lord, letting us know that we have another opportunity in which to praise you and honor you and get closer to our destiny, oh God. Father, I thank you that you have not forgotten about the things that we have put on the altar before you, because you truly are concerned about us, because we are your children. I ask for forgiveness of any and all sins that we have committed. Lord, whether they be in word, thought, or deed, the sins that we have committed, oh God, may those things be removed from us, Father. And Lord, may we, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, and just having knowledge of sin separating us, may we repent and turn away from these things, not to go back to them, Father God, but with the help of the Holy Spirit, who is the keeper of our lives, that we would walk in victory, that we will be overcomers, O Lord God, that we will know that greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. So, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Lord God, I just can't tell you, Father God, how marvelous and how wonderful you are. I cannot tell you. So, Lord, thank you again for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and truly we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 All righty. Let me say my regular good mornings. starting with Tamika Shelton, praise God, and her mother Joyce, and Joyce in New York, to Minister Tamika Garnes, to Minister Prophetess Dawn Clary, praise God, to Donna, Sister Lady Donna Matabucci, praise the Lord, Deacon Thomas Farr, and y'all know he has his show, Issues Christian Men Talk, and so that show, and that's on Monday nights and Thursday nights. I encourage you to get there, get your men there, vitally important, vitally important. It's awesome to have that kind of teaching and training taking place, and especially for a lot of men who don't go to church, but you can let them listen to Deacon Thomas Farr on Blog Talk Radio, and they will be blessed. They will truly be blessed. I'm trying to remember. Normally when I'm looking at the numbers, I can see who it is I want to acknowledge, and I can't see any of your numbers. The Crawfords in North Carolina, you know, regular participants, followers of this show, and Isaiah in Chicago. So anyway, you know, just wanted to say hi to all of you. And I know everybody doesn't take the time to do that, but I do like to acknowledge those that I can see, you know, that come here on a regular basis. Truly, again, I know that I don't take you for granted. I don't take you for granted. So I just wanted you to know that. Now, also, let me say for those, because I don't know if we have any new people on, I am Apostle Etta Banks. I am the host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. I am also the pastor of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. And if you go to our website, www.newvisionforlife.com, you will find out information about the ministry, also the directions to the church. We encourage you, if you're in the Baltimore area, that you come on by on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Come by and share in our worship experience. We love the Lord, and we love worshiping Him, and you are invited to join in with that as well. All right, darlings. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about what's going on and why there's so much confusion for me in this call this morning. There has been a major change. There has been a major change with the radio show. You know, Patsy Anderson, who runs our portion, PWN, that's what is PWN? PWN, the network. That's the network that I'm on with her on Blog Talk. And so there has been some major changes. And with that being said, many of us are acquiring, you know, we'll have to switch over and come on another network, but it will still be Blog Talk, and that. So I'm in between doing the both of them. And with that being said, for the next couple of weeks, our show may only be a half an hour long. And then we'll be able to go back to the hour-long show. We'll be able to go back to our hour-long show after we get things set up, get a different account, and so forth and so on. So there's some things that have to be put in place. So I am asking you to bear with me, especially today, Next Saturday, I expect everything will be running more smoothly. Joyce, Tamika's mother, do me a favor. I just saw your number on the old number. Text me, honey, and wait a minute. Press 1 on your keypad, and let me just ask you questions real quick here. And again, y'all, I ask you to bear with me because what I am so technically challenged that it is unreal. It's totally unreal. So I'm just asking you to bear with me while I'm doing this. Joyce, good morning to you, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Bishop.
Good, 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 good. Now, when your number just showed up on my screen, what call-in number did you use?
I had to do the 949 number because the other number said it was full and that I had to catch you on Blog Talk Radio. Talk, whatever.
Okay. So it said it was full. All right. So you called into
yes.
the old number, and okay, and that's good. Now, those of you that are on the, see, that's part of the change, too. Those of you that are on the new number, if you want to call over, if you want to hang up over there since I can't see you and call over on the old number, 949-272-9483, I can see the numbers over there. So if you want to hang up on that line, call over on this line. Like I said, I'm able to see you from here. And that line has a limited number of callers that it will take. And that's why she's getting that the line is full. Somebody else texted me also and said the line is full. So, because they got the new number from Facebook. So, so like I said, there's issues here. And this is not issues that Christian men talk. This is issues on heart to heart. We get to the heart of the matter. So if y'all will call me on the old number, and let's see what we can do with this. And thank you all for working with me and being patient. Joyce, thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate it, dear. I really do. Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
Amen. All right, saints of God. All righty. So where do we go from here? Like I said, these shows will probably only last a half an hour for the time being. And if that's the case, if this one cuts off at 9:30, so be it. If not, praise be unto God. praise be unto God. So oh Lord have mercy. I'm flustered. I'm just truly flustered. I can't imagine how much I depend on, the sight of what it is I'm doing. I can't imagine how much, you just take things for granted, and assume things are all right and so forth and so on. And then you get started and boom, there it is. And it's not the way you thought it was going to be, not the way at all that you thought it was going to be. And, and with me saying that, that's how it is a lot in relationships that we get involved in. We get involved in relationships with an expectation of, I like this person. And this does not have to be a man, woman, opposite sex. It can be your best friend, your best male friend, your best girlfriend, whatever the case may be. You're getting involved in relationships and you have an expectation of what is to come out of that relationship, what benefits do you have with being in a relationship with this person? And so many times we are disappointed and what comes out of the relationship, because we had our own expectation. And just the way we had our own expectation, your friend also had an expectation of what this relationship would bring to their lives. The problem is a lot of times, and definitely, you know, when this is not boyfriend-girlfriend with the potential of being husband and wife, we don't sit and discuss, you know, what is it you're bringing to the table and what I'm bringing to the table. Like, you take Lady Joyce here. Lady Joyce, now, she is definitely, excuse me, she is definitely a friend in the spirit, you know, someone that I know that I could depend on and so forth. But when I met her via telephone through her daughter, and when I say via telephone, that was on this show. That's how I met Lady Joyce. When I met her on this show, I didn't say to her, okay, Lady Joyce, you know, in the first few minutes that we've talked, I see we have a connection here. So let me see here. What is it that you're bringing to the table that I could make a decision, and a very informed decision, on whether or not I want to accept you into my friend circle, which is a very narrow circle, small circle. So tell me what it is you're bringing to the table. And then after she tells me what it is that she, first of all, I would expect her to look at me like I was a fool, okay? Like, who are you and why in the world are you asking me that type of question that I have to prove myself to you in order to be a friend to you? You know, so, but if she goes ahead and answers, then I would expect her to ask me the same thing. What are you bringing to the table? And, you know, we don't do that. We don't do that with girlfriends and male friends and so forth. You know, the only time you'll hear that type of talk is when there is a more intimate relationship, looking at the possibility that this might be my significant other. And you may start discussing those things at some point in time in the relationship. But every relationship that we are in, we are all bringing something to the table that should benefit each other, that should benefit each other. We're bringing something to the table. So in this case, I have at least, hear me, at least a Saturday morning relationship with every single one of you that have called in. This is our relationship right now. This is our relationship. It's not as intimate as the relationship that I have with Lady Joyce, because I know her, okay? We've gone out to lunch together with Tamika. You know, shared a couple of birthdays and so forth and so on. So we have something past the radio show. And there's, you know, Minister Tabika and Prophet Crawford and Prophetess Dorn. You know, these are people that I have a relationship with past this Saturday morning time. And then those of you, the only way that I know you is from Saturday morning. And truly, please let me again say that I love you because you choose to share your time with me on Saturday. Because, babies, believe me, if I were not doing this show on Saturday mornings, I would be snug as a bug in the rug with the covers over my head trying to get some more sleep. But because of my obligation to the show, to the air, to my followers and so forth, you know, you get up every Saturday morning and you come and do what your assignment is for the day. But with you, I have relationship. And I'm not asking you, what are you bringing to the table? Guess what? The fact that you called into the show and the fact that you do so on a regular basis, it says that you are bringing something into this Saturday relationship. You're bringing something to it. You're showing loyalty. You're showing loyalty. You're showing support. These are things that we would want in a friend, and these are things, naturally, you know, that I look forward to every single Saturday morning. I look forward to seeing your number show up and saying, hey, Apostle Banks or Bishop Banks, whatever you call me, hey, I'm here for you today. Now, not only are you coming because you're here for me, supporting me, you're here because every Saturday morning I'm coming here and bringing something that you're hoping will bless your life. You're hoping that you'll get an answer to a prayer. You're hoping that there's going to be something that's going to give you something to help you to make it through another day. So you get up every Saturday. Well, some of you don't get up, and I understand. You know, you just roll over, grab the cell phone, and buzz in. I got that. But you still tune in every Saturday with the hope that there's going to be something that's going to keep you encouraged. And if it's not you personally, something that you can share with someone else. So with that being said, I want you to understand that, you know, we don't even realize how much we are bringing to the table sometimes. If somebody asks you that question, you're going to give them the very, excuse me, what's the word, obvious answer. But there's so much more that you're bringing to the table. Well, saints of God, I just got noticed on the radio here that we only have 90 seconds left. So like I said, the show is only a half an hour. So this will be all that we can cover today. I just want you to be encouraged. I will be more prepared. I will have Minister Tabika being prepared because she will be doing the show next week, I believe, because I have to go to my class in Waldorf, Maryland. So, but whatever the case may be, you will have a show next week, and everything will be in order. Babies, take care. Songbird, get well. Shay in Florida, get well. God bless you. I love you. And her husband, Timothy. All of you that were on this line, take care. God bless. You are loved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.